So how does Cooper Kupp zig when every other wide receiver in the NFL zags?
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast. My name is Travis Rogers. I host the Rams pregame show, postgame show on their flagship station, ESPN LA 710, right here in Los Angeles. I've been doing that since the Rams came back to Los Angeles way back in 2016. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well, at Travis Rogers, and make sure that you subscribe to Locked On Rams so it's in your podcast feed every single day. And we got our Locked On Rams YouTube channel as well. Make sure that you are checking that out. We got a lot to get to today, including that unbelievable Rams draft house that they released some pictures of. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, want to talk about Debo, a little unhappy in San Francisco. What could that mean for the Rams in their race in the NFC West? But let's get right to it. Cooper Kupp, okay? Cooper Kupp coming off of a triple crown in the NFL as far as wide receivers go. Most yardage, most touchdowns, and most receiving yards in a season. So he obviously is at the top of the list. And for my money, he's the best wide receiver in football. There are some other good ones. Devontae Adams is very, very good. DeAndre Hopkins is very, very good. Tyreek Hill, some of the other big names. Deebo Samuel, who we'll talk about coming up in a little bit, is an incredible athlete and a great wide receiver. Cooper Kupp catches more passes for more yards and more touchdowns than anyone else. Isn't that kind of the gig? Isn't that kind of the whole point of all of this? So what he is doing differently, though, I think is really interesting. Think about the market for wide receivers and think about what's going on in the NFL in the last week or so. So let's go back to Devontae Adams. Aaron Rodgers obviously is Aaron Rodgers, and he and Devontae Adams had created one of the great combinations in the NFL, quarterback wide receiver combinations. Devontae Adams wanted to get paid, and the Packers basically were like, I don't know if we want to do that. I don't know if we want to go where you want to go. So they traded him to the Raiders, and Devontae Adams is now a member of the Las Vegas Raiders, and he got paid, and good for him. And like you've heard me say before on the podcast, I am never going to begrudge somebody trying to go get their money. It's a tough game, and they deserve every penny that they get. So good for Devontae Adams, but Green Bay does not have one of the better wide receivers in football. Let's talk about Tyreek Hill. Same kind of situation, right? Tyreek Hill wanted to get paid by the Kansas City Chiefs. He was on a team with Patrick Mahomes, a team that had been to the last, three AFC championship games, two of the previous three Super Bowls, had won a Super Bowl along the way. And by all, you know, measures, there's a pretty good chance of going back to another one next year. He wants to get paid. The Chiefs say, not really feeling it quite like that. And they trade him to the Miami Dolphins for a whole bunch of picks, and Tyreek Hill gets paid, and good for him. We'll talk about Debo. Debo wants out in San Francisco, but there's another wide receiver that is displeased with his role. That seems to be the biggest point of contention for him. He doesn't like it. A.J. Brown in Tennessee does not like his contract situation, so he is not reporting to camp. You look at what's going on in Washington with the Commanders, and McLaurin wants more money, and it's not working out for him. Cooper Kupp, to get all the way back to the Rams here, is somebody that has put together a better career than anybody that we've just talked about, right? That there are other but these guys are very accomplished, but Cooper Kupp's career stands up and surpasses, I would argue, just about anybody. He is due for a contract extension sooner than later. The Rams have said that they are interested in giving him a contract extension. You know what Cooper Kupp said about all this? I don't really think that's the kind of approach that I take. I definitely think there's a place you want to be. I think there's a place you feel like is fair, a place for me and for this organization. I'm not trying to beat anybody. I'm not trying to compare myself to anyone else. It's more about being in a place that's just right for both sides. Okay. Sure. I mean, yeah, I like I said a minute ago, I'm not gonna I'm not going to begrudge anybody that wants to go get their money, anybody that wants to say, I'm the best at what I do and I'd like to be paid accordingly. I don't have a problem with it. That's kind of how sports works, right? The next guy up gets a dollar more than the last guy, or in the case of the NFL, maybe a million more than the last guy, right? Aaron Donald signs for the most on the defensive side of the ball. Khalil Mack signs 2 seconds later for what Aaron Donald got plus 50 more cents or whatever it is. That's just the nature of the beast. It's fine. It's not a big deal. I guess Cooper Kupp didn't get the memo. I guess he didn't get the idea of saying, I want what's mine and I don't care where I get it from. I get it from somebody. When was the last time you heard, I just want to work out something that's fair for both sides? I don't want to beat anybody at the negotiating table. Okay. I mean, terrific. Let's get him something that he thinks fair, that maybe gives the Rams a little bit more flexibility to go out and maybe sign some other players. And if he doesn't want to, you know, peel the finish off the desk in the negotiations, more power to him. And you know, kind of putting all this together, and it's kind of funny that this is so unusual that somebody is reasonable in their positioning. But I think a big part of it is, but it's not the only part, I'll be honest, but a big part of it is that the Rams have created an environment that, you know, you got a really good chance to win. The Rams have created an environment where the head coach is exceptional and where a wide receiver can certainly thrive like Cooper Kupp has. And you know that you're going to compete for the division title. Maybe if things break your way, you got a chance to win a Super Bowl. He's already a Super Bowl MVP. All of those things that, you know, winning matters, certainly does. Usually somewhere slotted below money, but it certainly matters. Green Bay has a pretty good chance of winning. Kansas City has a pretty good chance of winning. This is not the Jacksonville Jaguars, who, you know, are just going to be dreadful from now until the end of time. This is not a team like the Houston Texans, who really have never been able to get out of their own way since they were founded, you know, whatever it is, 15 or 20 years ago. This is a guy that is happy where he is. And it's maybe a reflection of where we are collectively as a human race. That you hear somebody say something reasonable and normal and modest, and you're like, wow, well, that's different. But that's exactly what it was. When I read that, I'm like, really? You're not going to try to bleed the organization for money. You're not going to say, I'll go play somewhere else. I'll take my skills and sell them to the highest bidder. I want to work out something that's fair for both sides. Awesome. Me too. Look, I hope he stays here for a very long time, and I hope he comes at a price that both is doable for the Rams, that allows them a little flexibility along the way, and maybe something that is Cooper Kupp makes him happy. And maybe he's one of those guys that just wants to be on the best team and just wants to catch footballs and score touchdowns and win games, and God bless him if that's what he wants to do. But pretty unusual positioning by any professional athlete, much less the best player at his position in the NFL, but the Rams will certainly take it. I'll certainly take it along the way as well. So let's talk about one of those other wide receivers in the NFL, Deebo Samuel, why he's upset in San Francisco and what that may mean for the Rams, but not before we talk about Blue Nile, okay? An online jeweler that can hook you up for Mother's Day, right? And we're not talking fine jewelry. We're talking really nice, beautiful, classy jewelry, diamond jewelry, cocktail rings, tennis bracelets, gold jewelry, et cetera, you name it, right? You're talking about getting something maybe for your mom, for Mother's Day. Maybe you're thinking about getting hitched. Maybe you're thinking about an engagement ring, an anniversary present, something really personal, something that means a lot to you and that special someone that you want to get it for. And this is how you do it. You go to Blue Nile, right? This is how you go. BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. Type in the code LockedOnSports and listeners can get between $50 and $500 off. This is a podcast exclusive, good only through Mother's Day, but you got to use the code LockedOn. One more time, you know it. We use it a lot here. LockedOn. Plus, every order is insured. It ships free and arrives in a discreet packaging that will not give away the unbelievable surprise that's inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever piece. Go to BlueNile.com today. Maybe you're looking for something big, right? Maybe she likes the big flashy stuff. Maybe something just clean and elegant. Blue Nile will help you design it. If you're not a jewelry person, that can walk you through it 24/7, available via phone or chat to help you find that memorable gift for every single budget. BlueNile.com. And don't forget that promo code LockedOnSports. And thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. The NFL draft is here, and NFL fans are dying to know who their team is going to take. Locked On and Odyssey present the ultimate NFL mock draft 2022. It's the biggest mock draft on the planet, featuring 70 Locked On local experts, me, and Odyssey NFL insiders, including Michael Irvin and Jason Lockenfora, over 6 episodes. The ultimate NFL mock draft is available now on the Locked On NFL podcast on Odyssey and wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so it broke the other day that Deebo Samuel has asked the San Francisco 49ers for a trade. Okay, I mean, let's talk about what the Rams and the 49ers have done over the last few seasons. The Rams have really not struggled with any one particular team, with the one obvious exception being San Francisco. There have been other good teams in their division. Seattle had a very good run where they were one of the best teams, not only in the NFC West, but one of the best teams in all of football over a period of time. Rams could kind of hang with them, right? Even when the Rams, before Sean McVay got here, they'd hang with Seattle. Arizona has beaten a lot of teams over the last few years. Kyle Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, not so much against the Rams. Rams have run into the Patriots, the Packers. They've beaten these teams along the way. Not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady, right? They haven't lost to him yet. We'll see how whether or not they're able to put it together again for next season. But the 49ers are different, and it's been for a variety of different reasons, whether the 49ers have been a little bit more physical than the Rams, whether the Rams have kind of taken a day off because they'd clinched a division or whatever it was. But this most recent season, they lost because of Deebo, you know, especially in week 17. They were not able to win that game because Deebo was just unstoppable. Deebo threw a touchdown pass. He ran for a touchdown. You know, he obviously catches touchdowns all season long. And what made him so difficult for the Rams is that he could do so many different things. He was just kind of an unbelievable Swiss Army knife type of a player that you could put anywhere on the field and make any sort of impact at any sort of time. He was just amazing. And apparently that's what he doesn't like, that he wants to be more of a traditional wide receiver. And he does not like the way that the 49ers go about using him. And he would like to be used exclusively at one spot. He wants to be, you know, wide receiver one. Okay, I mean, sure. But as far as the Rams are concerned, if you got to go somewhere else to do that, that's fine by them. Look, the 49ers are in a weird spot. They have an unusual quarterback situation. They have a guy that has taken them to the Super Bowl, who also may be the reason that they can't go win a Super Bowl, who's hurt, that they could probably trade, but probably have not, or I shouldn't say probably have not traded so far because of the injury, or because maybe they haven't made up their mind. They moved up in the draft a couple of years ago to draft Trey Lance with the 3rd overall pick and then didn't play him. And not because Brett Favre decided to come back and play more football or Tom Brady, but because Jimmy G was still in front of him. And now Jimmy G's still here, but the word on the street is that Trey Lance is the number one quarterback, and now your number one offensive weapon in Deebo Samuel doesn't want to be there anymore. It's a lot of stuff. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not going to come together at some point. It doesn't mean that all those problems are unfixable, but that's a lot of stuff. And the Rams are going to be the beneficiaries of that stuff. Look, they finally figured out how to beat them in the NFC Championship game, and I do think that that could be one of those things that the classic example is, you know, you're playing basketball with your dad or your older brother or something, and they were always beating up on you and you could never get that shot. And, you know, whether, you know, playing basketball or pool or whatever it is, whatever the games you compete with your brothers and your old man. And then you think, I'm never going to beat this guy, and get a little bit closer, a little bit closer. And then, the old man does the thing, or the big brother does the thing, and he wins the game at the end because they just know how to close the show. But when you finally break through on that, it's like, oh, I can beat this guy. This isn't that big of a deal. He's not that good at this. I have a feeling that's kind of what it was for the Rams in the NFC Championship. Tough fought game. San Francisco's a good team. This is not to throw shade at the 49ers. But they got really close in week 17, spit the bit at the end, you know, gave up a couple of drives. I mean, Sean McVay, I thought, made some decisions that probably were not the best decisions that he's ever made in his career. But when it came time in the NFC Championship game, they were ready to go. They were absolutely ready to go in that situation, and it feels like they kind of solved the puzzle, right? Like solving the Rubik's Cube, another good example. Like, once you know how to do it, you know how to do it, and, you know, maybe it's not easy, but you can still, I'll figure it out again. Now throw in all the turmoil that's going on in San Francisco. The 49ers have not indicated that they're all that interested in trading him along the way, But I've heard this from NFL players. I've heard this from NFL players that are friends of mine that have been traded from one team to another. And they will say things like, once I tell somebody I want out, that means they're going to get me out. Because the last thing they want, especially if it's a good player like Deebo Samuel, the last thing that they want is somebody that is, you know, the bad apple in the barrel. They don't want it. Get him out. We get what we can. You know, Deebo obviously could get you a pretty nice return on a trade, not unlike what Tyreek Hill did. So there are a ton of opportunities for them. But do you get a player like that coming back? You know, the Rams have played this game on the other end. Yep, give me the player. Give me the player. Give me the player. You take the picks. I'll take the players. I think because the Rams have had so much success that maybe it's a little bit less likely that other teams are going to continue to try to grab these picks along the way. Maybe not. We'll see. But if Deebo wants to go somewhere far, far away from the NFC West, great. Fantastic. Good luck. Happy trails. I'll take you to the airport, whatever you need. If you need to go on to another division, the other conference, whatever it is, the easier the path to the playoffs, the better. You know, look, you're going to have to beat good teams at one point or another in the playoffs. Let's save some of that powder, keep some of that powder dry for the playoffs. If you can get through the division just a little bit easier, a little bit healthier, a little less banged up, you get a little bit more time to rest towards the end of the season, that's all good news. And turmoil in San Francisco means good things for the Rams. Okay, I want to talk about that Rams draft house coming up in just a little bit. The Rams just seem to have every trick up their sleeve is better than the one before. That's coming up next. But before we do that, we need to talk about Bet Online, your number one source for all your sports betting stats and sports information. Find all of the latest developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. I was looking at it today. The Angels are up to 15-1 to win the World Series. Dodgers are still the favorites at about plus 450, but the Angels have made their way into it as well. 15-1. See, a little pitching always makes it a little interesting. All of this information is available at Bet Online, your continued source for all of your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So we spend a lot of time on Locked On Rams, and thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Make sure you click that subscribe button. That is good for me. That is good for you. Really, there's no wrong reason you could ever possibly click the subscribe button. But we talk about the football, right? We talk about offensive line and defensive backs and the quarterbacks and draft picks and Aaron Donald. And is he coming? Is he going? Sean McVay and his brilliance in orchestrating game plans and play calls and all this stuff, the footballness of it all, right? They're also pretty good at all of the stuff that goes along with being an NFL team, putting together the most unbelievable sports stadium I've ever seen. I know I've said this a lot, but if you haven't been to SoFi and you can find a way to do it, you got to do it. You're going to walk in and say, I don't know how you ever go watch a game somewhere else. It's one of those things. They get all the little tricks along the way. That they have little catchy phrases, F them picks, and, you know, it's the we, not the me, all of the things, be at your best, your best, all the little slogans, all the things they're very, very good at. Last year, they kind of nailed the draft, not with their picks, but with their draft house. Remember last year they had the house in Malibu overlooking the ocean. It's like the most LA thing you've ever seen in your entire life. This year, they are not going to go to the beach. This year, they decided to go into the Hollywood Hills with the Rocket Mortgage Draft House. And all that is a house that's got pretty much everything you could ever imagine inside of it. It will have a skateboard ramp, a golf simulator, a pool table, a pool, everything that you could ever want. It's got panoramic views of the city. And, you know, if you're going to have to make a few draft picks along the way, why not have it be in the Hollywood Hills with the Malibu, or I should say the LA Rams draft house mansion? And does it really mean anything? Does it really mean anything in the grand scheme of things as far as making you a good football team or not? Of course not. Of course it doesn't. You know, you could go with a Excel spreadsheet in Sean McVay's office, in Les Snead's office, and you're going to come up with the same players. But what they're putting out to the universe and what they're putting out to not just players potentially who see something like that and say, man, the Rams just kind of don't miss a trick. Everything that they do is kind of first class in the way that they go about it. It also speaks to the fans, right? That they're kind of embracing this whole LA-ness of it all. And I think especially for people that don't live in the area that I think probably if you're listening to this, where I live and where most of us live, we're not going to ever be in a house like that. We're never going to be in a house that's on the beach in Malibu or in the Hollywood Hills overlooking the city with a golf simulator and a skateboard ramp and a pool. And all. I mean, none of us don't do that. But they get the whole show of it all. They get the whole, hey, look, we're in L.A. We're not the Kansas City Chiefs. Right? There's not something like that in Kansas City overlooking the city like that. There's not the Malibu beach house in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's just not. They're leaning into it. It doesn't help you win football games, but it does help you kind of brand yourself. It does kind of help you say that, look, we're not just one of 32 teams. We're the best team in football, or at least we were last year. We won the Super Bowl. We've got the best coach in football. Hard to argue otherwise, maybe other than that guy up in New England who's 70, and this guy's 35, so we'll see how quickly that changes. But we know how to do things, man. We know how to throw a party. We know how to put on a show. We're gonna lean into the whole LA-ness of it all. Sean McVay has, this unbelievably new house. Matthew Stafford bought a couple of houses from Drake the other day. These are the things that you're not going to get a lot of it. Maybe in New York, but New York's kind of got the gritty thing going on and the whole Big Apple-ness of it all. And we got the Hollywood part of it. I get that very little of California and Southern California in particular is actually air quotes Hollywood. But if you're going to put it on TV, if you're going to kind of put it out to the masses and you're going to sell it to people, potential players, potential fans, why not? Let's go rent that house for a day. Let's go up into the Hollywood Hills. Let's go to the beach in Malibu. Let's build a $5 billion stadium. Let's just kind of roll it. Let's lean into it. It would be one thing if they did all this stuff and the team sucked. That would be a terrible look because, like, look, why don't you guys pay a little bit more attention to drafting good players and making good trades and not being a terrible football team? If you roll into the Malibu Beach House or the Hollywood Hills Beach Mansion in the Hills after some 4-12, it's a bad look. You don't want to do it quite like that. But if you do it after a Super Bowl season, heading into a Super Bowl season, yeah, why not? Why not? And live your life, Rams fans. Live your life, Rams organization, and we can kind of just enjoy it vicariously. Seeing Sean McVay and Les Snead out by the pool having a beer or whatever they're getting into and say, we don't have a pick for the first couple of days. You guys go knock yourself out with your little cute little draft picks over there. We're getting ready to go win another Super Bowl, and our first pick will be number 104. So we'll catch up with you guys later. Bring me another chips and salsa and a Corona. Or whatever the sponsored beer of the Rams might be. But I absolutely love what they're doing. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Make sure that you click that subscription button right where you are right now. Then you'll get it every single day. And check us out on YouTube as well, our Locked On Rams YouTube channel. Coming up on Friday, we're going to talk about, of course, the three players on defense. Remember on Wednesday, we talked about the three players on offense that are going to have to step up to have a big 2022 so the Rams can defend that Super Bowl title. What about on the other side? What are the three guys on defense that need to step up as well? Until then, thank you again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL Draft. Ryan Tracy and former NFL corner Eric Crocker bringing the NFL Draft every single day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It, too, is free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.